What's going on, America? Welcome to the second episode of the Patriot One News Podcast. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Christina Higley, here to bring you all the latest action from all around the country and the insanity that we're constantly being put through right here in the United States. Christina, how are you? Good to see you.
Wow. You too. And insanity, I think, sums up our show today.
Well, you know, we've been very busy populating all the craziness. In just 24 hours, there's so much nonsense that goes on. And I know you've been busy down in Florida just trying to gather everything. And I just couldn't believe what I saw this morning as they're getting ready to put together the show. So it's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get
ready. Shortage of material.
Right. Unfortunately. So listen, let's just kick right off today. With what Jesse Waters over on Fox said. This was last night, right? Was this last night?
It was.
Black voters, unbelievable. And this was my biggest concern, and we spoke a little bit about it yesterday. Black voters are turning on Joe. Like, they're done. They're done with Joe.
And we've been
talking about it. But to see Jesse Waters speak about it is just, And actually hear black people now say, we are done with this crap. And we're just a few months away. I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to turn it around with the black community. I mean, they've lost it completely. Should we play the clip?
Yeah.
Let's play.
Play the clip.
There's no denying that the American electorate is undergoing a radical racial realignment. Non-white voters are flocking to the Republican Party ahead of November. Look at this new analysis from the Financial Times. Non-white voters are abandoning the Democrats in droves. They've been leaving in small numbers for decades. And then it really started hemorrhaging when Biden took office. And they're not just leaving. They're switching votes to Republican. Black Americans have been Democrats' most loyal voting base since the 60s. In 2020, Biden captured 90% of the black vote. Today, he's polling 30 points lower.
Wow.
While claiming this.
Mm-hmm. You promised black America that you'd have our back. Do you feel you have our backs?
I have your back, and I'm more, as much as any president has in American history since Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
More than Obama? Nobody even believes that. Black voters are saying no to Joe because Joe doesn't understand the new generation.
Wait, can I just, want to jump in here right here. Biden literally just said he had black America's, or America's back more than any other president since Lyndon Johnson, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And then Jesse Waters is like, more than Obama? Really?
More than the black president?
That has to be that. Yeah. More than a black president. That has to be like the dumbest comment. I mean, Joe said a lot of dumb comments, but that has to be up there with some of the dumbest comments that Joe said.
Well, if you don't vote for him, you're not black.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that he just said that even more than Obama. Let's play the rest of this.
For months, the media has been trying to figure this out. They're like examining black voters like an exotic foreign species.
Right now, I couldn't tell you that if they open the polls tomorrow, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
So what changed?
Life. I want the right person so that I'm not paying $8 for eggs, $15 for gas. The way these last 3 or 4 years have been, this is the worst it's ever been in my life. I never would have even considered thinking about voting for Donald Trump. But living in America these last four, it's a consideration.
President Biden, he kind of sold a dream that he couldn't accomplish. His famous quote was that for African American, you weren't black if you didn't vote for Joe Biden.
What do you think of former President Trump?
I think President Trump was a bad people's person, but a great leader. He put our economy in a booming state.
Even husbands and wives from different parties are aligning. Watch.
In 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Something has.
Wow. That is. You can see the progression here.
Yeah.
You can see the mindset in these people from Obama. What did they both vote for Obama? Is that what happened?
They both voted Obama.
Right.
Then he voted Trump straight through. She was Hillary, Biden, and now Trump.
And now both Trump.
Correct.
That is so wild that if you're just joining us, we're talking about the progression here of Black America's mindset from mm-hmm. how they voted back in 2008 for Obama. And then they kind of started to think, you know, half of them, maybe some of them felt like they were being lied to. And then they voted for, or some of them started voting for Trump over Hillary. And then now in 2020, Black America's like, no, we're both going Trump now. Like, we're done with this.
Right. Right. People can't afford it. They can't afford to live.
And we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. Right. We talked about it yesterday at length. It's not even just the economy, right? Like, look at the crime in a lot of these neighborhoods where Black voters live. It's insane. People can't continue to live this way. If they can't afford their groceries, they're lucky if they're going to be alive at the end of the day.
And again, we spoke about this yesterday, and you pulled some clips today to kind of back all this crime stuff up. And I took a look at it this morning. And what's crazy is that you have all of these cities, whether they're Black or white people in these cities, all saying the same thing. I don't care what you're hearing in the media.
Right.
We don't have crime under control. It's worse mm-hmm. than it's ever been. And we've seen it, unless you live under a rock or you're purposely not logging onto Twitter to get your real news. Right. Those are the only people who don't really have any idea what's going on. So let's play this clip real quick. Of Biden claiming that crime is down, which we all know is completely false.
America deserves the freedom to be safe from crime. And America is safer today than when I took office. Starting with the American Rescue Plan, I made the biggest investment in public safety effort, and you used it well. You, all of you, have done a tremendous job in your communities putting those resources to work. Using federal money to hire our officers, effective, accountable community policing, expanding violence intervention programs to help prevent crime. Folks, you don't always hear about it, but today's violent crime rates are down nationwide, nearly every major category.
So here Biden is, he's suggesting that crime's down. It's not the best audio, so I don't know if people heard that well. But basically, Biden's up there. Was this the State of the Union address? Is this when he was talking about crime being down and all that?
I'm not quite sure where that clip was pulled from, but I believe it was.
But it's recent because Chris Hestein only posted it 24 hours ago. And here you got Democrat.
He was speaking at the National League of Cities.
Okay. So Biden's running.
This was yesterday at the National League of Cities. He talked about how the crime rates had dropped under his leadership because he's pumped all this money supposedly into police and community policing and such, which we know, particularly in blue cities, is a complete lie. Complete lie. The cities are an absolute mess. I think, you know, he can try to gaslight people as much as he wants, right? But the people that are living in these cities, mm-hmm. they're literally fearing for their own lives. And I think I pulled a clip actually of a community, Hartford, Connecticut, where it shows, it's the clip right below that one, I believe, on our Twitter feed.
There we go.
It shows Black citizens that have now taken to their own streets and are patrolling the streets because they're sick and tired. And it says right there, they're fed up with the liberal policies that have made their neighborhoods a complete war zone. And when you watch this interview, these gentlemen, these Black gentlemen are talking about how their liberal mayor that has failed Hartford, to which no response. Think they're doing a great job. Liberal run city, Democrat running Hartford. My question for Joe is, where did the money go that you supposedly infused into cities like this? You have literally gentlemen patrolling their own streets, going, they talk about how they're going to the shooting range so that they can protect their own, they can protect their homes, they can protect their community. Mm-hmm. This to me doesn't show a country where crime is down. And then if you want to cut to the next clip, we can play that for our audience. We go to another Democrat-run city, Philadelphia. This story hasn't been in the news much this week, surprisingly. We have four thugs if you want to play this clip.
Let's play it. So just to preface this clip here, basically what we're going to watch here is a surveillance video of and we're not actually going to show the shooting, but it was, this is a surveillance video of this afternoon's, this is on March 6th in the afternoon.
Yeah, this was last week.
A shooting of 8 students at Northeast Philadelphia bus stop. And
getting ready to go to school.
So because it wasn't a school shooting, we're not going to show it, right? The media is not going to show this. They only care about the school shootings. They don't care about the actual in the city crime, right? Because didn't you just say nobody's heard of, nobody's seen this video?
Well, and Philadelphia has been having issues with their public transit system. There was a bus driver that was hit over the head with a glass bottle. There was another bus driver whose throat was completely slit open. So now we have this incident here where these 8 poor children are getting ready to get on a bus. And they, as we'll see in the video, are literally attacked and shot at, I believe, over 30 times.
So let's take a look. Now, we don't, the video doesn't actually show the shooting, right?
It doesn't show the shooting.
Okay, let's take a look.
No.
I don't know if I could personally stomach it. That's why.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But I mean, it just shows how brazen these people are.
So are these the thugs?
These are the ones, okay, yeah. And I believe they've arrested a couple of them.
Okay.
They go over to the bus stop where the children are waiting.
Do we know what race they are?
They're black.
They're black. Okay. I was genuinely curious. I'm not trying to like.
But the media hasn't really released.
Well, I'm not surprised now.
And people are saying, of course.
That's why I asked you. And I didn't want to
release all this. Then they get back in the car and they speed away.
I didn't want to just assume they were black, but I was curious as to why this wasn't in the media. I'm thinking, wait a second. Well, we know it would have happened if they were 3 white men. Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, it would have
suspect been. Suspect one, front passenger, male.
Exactly.
Let's see. Suspect two, male, thin build, black. Yeah. Black face.
I believe
male,
they were all black. And I think that there's 2 at suspect least that they already have in custody. But the mayor, you know, she's an African-American black woman. She gets on and, you know, she's saying, well, I'm not putting up with this in my city and we're not going to allow this behavior. But it's like,
but they are.
You kind of have like Philadelphia is a mess because you've allowed it. And this is, like I said, this is not the first incident just in the last couple of weeks. There have been 3 major incidents with the public transit system and the bus system of violence.
So just
people being severely injured.
So I want to go back to that last clip or the clip that we didn't play yet. And this is, so we got all this crime going on. Biden says there's no crime. There's clearly crime. And this isn't anything new. If you're watching the 6 o'clock news, you don't think there's a problem because the 6 o'clock news is not going to report that there's a problem.
Not reporting it. Nope.
Okay. So you really have to go to other social media platforms and it's not going to be Facebook. Okay. Because the only time you're going to hear about this stuff is when people like us actually show you things from other platforms. Most of the stuff that gets put on Facebook is going to get taken down, and YouTube, that goes for YouTube. So, you know, thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter, now X, because he's letting everybody see what's really going on. But in real America, you have even the black community now, which is awesome to see. The black community is now going around arming themselves, the innocent, arming themselves, armed citizens in Hartford, Connecticut, patrolling the streets day and night while also picking up the trash. You just said a minute ago, they're fed up with liberal policies that have made their neighborhood a war zone. Let's play this real quick.
Yeah.
Hartford's North End on Saturday.
We are legally armed.
Group of people look to patrol and clean up Garden Street.
It's important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe, we have to keep the community clean. And we're doing this by being out here for a few hours, cleaning up the community, picking up the trash.
Garden Street has seen its share of gun violence, including a double homicide in February, which is what prompted the push for civilian armed patrols.
The people on Garden Street came to us and asked us for help.
While there did not appear to be open carry, which is banned in Connecticut, organizers previously told us those armed.
Which again, is in one of the things that Trump wants to end immediately, bring back concealed carry everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
It shouldn't be banned anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It just shouldn't. It's a total violation of our Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
So
what a difference, like, just from our audience, for those of you just tuning in and who may not know my background and such. I moved from New York to Florida 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the difference, I was like, okay, what do I need to do to carry a gun here? I need to register the gun. It's like night and day. Mm-hmm. And the city I live in now, far less crime than the city I lived in up in New York. And that argument that, you know, concealed carry is leads to more crime and more gun owners having more gun. No, doesn't exist.
Well, and if more people were allowed to defend themselves in any part of the country, this wouldn't be going on. So now you got these guys out there who are taking matters into their own hand.
Good for them.
Did they say they're not allowed to carry at all, or just concealed carry?
Well, I think what the reporter was about to say is that all they're concealed carrying, and they all have
concealed
permits.
Carrying.
They all are legally licensed to carry a gun in Connecticut. Yeah.
So
there's very few. There's very few open carry states. I think Texas, you know, down here in Florida, we're concealed as well. You can't just have a holster on the side of you unless you're in law enforcement. So these gentlemen are licensed concealed carry, like we would be down here in Florida.
Which makes sense. I mean, we don't want to scare the hell out of everybody either. I mean, you should be allowed to carry, but yeah, we don't need to be intimidating everybody over it either. So the mayor said, our community has seen so much pain and trauma, and what we need is for those who love the city to do the hard work of healing the pain. So it's just, you know, it's awesome seeing people finally take matters into their own hands now. So here again, you've got,
absolutely,
here are the Black community, Hartford, Connecticut, patrolling the streets. They said, we are not vigilants. We are a group of people that are disciplined, trained, who go to the shooting range. The mayor didn't thank them. He rebuked them. Mm-hmm. Isn't this disgusting?
Yeah, do something about it. If the mayor doesn't agree with what they're doing, do something about it.
But they won't.
No.
They won't do anything about it. And this is what I don't understand. I don't understand why nobody...
It goes back to what we talked about yesterday. The demise of the country, controlling everybody. It's disgusting. Nothing to see here. Just another day in Hartford, Connecticut.
And this is
good for those guys, though. Seriously, mm-hmm. as a country, that's what we need to do. People need to start taking back their cities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad
they're doing it legally, peacefully. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great to see other ethnicities joining in this. It can't just be, you know, no offense, I hate to say it, it can't just be the white Trumper. Right?
Exactly.
Because we've been branded and labeled as insurrectionists, Proud Boys, right? Could you imagine if a few white people mm-hmm. were out there doing that? It would just be Proud Boys.
Gosh.
It'd be Proud Boys, Trumpers, like, conservatives, you know, or insurrectionists.
Crazy people, dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. We have a follower who actually, I'm looking at the comments here on the Facebook feed, that says, Vermont is very liberal and democratic. We have the highest murder rate we have ever had. Vermont.
God.
Like, right? Like, this is no longer just like Chicago and New York City and, you know, San Francisco, the places that we hear constantly, right?
Right.
Minneapolis. We're talking about Vermont. This is like a problem, right?
You know,
it's unbelievable. Take a hint. It's not working.
And I don't think people realize this is why we're constantly screaming Trump, 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 Trump. Not because we're obsessed with the guy.
Right.
But because he represents the law and order that we need back in this country. Like, we're not asking for the guy to perform miracles here. We're not asking, you know, Trump's not suggesting we're going to come in and start changing every single law that's ever been written.
Right.
He just wants to start enforcing the laws that already in place.
That exists. Exactly.
And you know what's even crazier? I guarantee we're going to have some Democrat or liberal or not even Democrat. I hate to say that because you and I were talking about this before. I listen, there's a lot of Democrats out there who have had enough too. So I don't mean to attack Democrats right now.
I mean, that lady on the clip we showed just a few minutes ago, right? She's had enough.
Right.
Voting
she's a Democrat.
Straight Democrat since Obama, done. Right. Voting Trump this year.
So let me take that back. I'm not going to call them Democrats. I'm just going to call haters. There's going to be haters who are going to come on the show, and they're going to be like, this is crazy, Trump. Da, 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 and they're going to be for the crime. We're telling you right now, we're doing the show, and we're telling our audience and our listeners and our viewers, we're telling them that we've had enough of the crime, that America's having enough of the crime. Mm-hmm. Trump's going to come in and reinstore law and order, and there's going to be haters who are going to be against that. Isn't that nuts?
Because it doesn't affect them. It's not until their family member's killed, or they're the ones that are beaten over the head, or their home is burglarized. Right?
Does it really need to get to that?
These people change their tones.
It really needs to get to that point where some idiot troll who doesn't think, who hates Trump so much. It really has to get to the point where somebody actually hurts their family member for them and be like, oh, sorry, my bad. No, let's bring crime. Yeah. Let's do law and order again.
My bad. Well, I didn't realize it was this bad. Okay. I'm voting for Trump.
So speaking of Trump, this is nuts. Former CNN host Chris Cuomo. This was wild. And I didn't believe it when you showed me it. I was like, because there's so much AI. There's so much AI crap out there now. You really have to make sure like this is not just some AI generated BS. This is lit. This is legit.
Oh, it's legit. He not only said what's in this clip once, but he said it another time on his interview with Tucker Carlson. And it just like made my whole night.
So if you're listening to the podcast and you don't see it, let me explain what's going on here. Chris Cuomo was predicting that Donald Trump will win the 2024 presidential election. Chris freaking Cuomo, Frodo.
Right.
Is now saying that Donald Trump is going to win 2024. I mean, I love how you pointed out earlier. They're like, dude's totally salty towards CNN, totally salty towards the Democrat Party.
But he's like secretly hoping that Trump wins so that like the media can be exposed and mocked even more. Because, hello, this is another example, right? Like, didn't affect Mr. Cuomo until it did. And now he's like, oh, yeah, Trump's going to totally win. But play the clip.
Cuomo is not he's not just going to say this for clickbait. Okay, Cuomo doesn't do clickbait, which is why I love and I hate Chris Cuomo, and I do love that he doesn't do clickbait. He's real, although I don't agree with.
Starting to kind of like him more since he left CNN.
For our
listeners or viewers, if you haven't seen yet the Tucker Carlson interview with him that just came out, watch it. It was so fascinating and like a whole different perspective on both of those gentlemen being canned from major media networks and. I don't agree with a lot of things still that Chris Cuomo says, but definitely a different perspective.
Let's play the clip. Let's see here. Here's Chris Cuomo. Yes, the former CNN host, Chris Cuomo, predicting Donald Trump will win the 2024 presidential election.
You know, this guy's going to win, by the way. This guy's going to win. I've never seen people behind someone like this before. I've never been to rallies like that before for anyone. Obama didn't even have rallies like that.
So that is crazy because what's the first thing I said to you when you showed me this clip? I was like, wait, did you check to make sure this is 2024? Like, are you sure this isn't a month before? Are you sure this isn't from back in 2016?
No.
And you're like, no, I've checked it. This is 2024.
No, this was yesterday.
You know, because Benny Johnson, I love Benny Johnson, but you got to be careful. Benny loves a narrative and I love his narrative, but you got to be careful that Benny didn't throw something up from like 4 years ago trying to wind everybody up today.
Yeah.
So no, that's what I was like. But, you know, that's amazing that Chris Cuomo is predicting. And again, you know, I admitted it until very, very recently. I did not think Trump could win this thing. I didn't. And
I have had quite a few arguments. Mm-hmm.
And I was a guest.
Slight arguments, but arguments.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't. I was like, I can't see it. I cannot see it happening. But now it's not just because Chris Cuomo said it. That's not why. It's about a month ago. I started changing my tune just based on more Democrats are coming out. Mm-hmm. More independents are coming out. Right. The Republicans and the Trumpers have always been out. Yeah. You know, it's like, you can't show me a Trump rally and be like, see, Trump's going to win. Look at the support. I'm like, no, a Trump rally has nothing to do with what's going to really happen in America.
It's clear where the Republicans stand. Right. I mean, we just saw what the primaries, it's been a complete landslide for Trump.
Right. So you can't, but what's also good to see is the overwhelming support that Republicans had for Trump over Nikki Haley, DeSantis. I mean, DeSantis, Vivek, that all ended a while ago. So then you got Nikki Haley still on there, and she's still, still kind of trudging along here, but like, we can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Not even close.
No, not closer, even close.
Much
she lost
closer.
She lost her own state.
That's when I knew it was over.
I mean, that was like, okay, please be done. You're embarrassing.
That's when I knew it was over. Because my whole thing in the beginning, and I don't regret saying it because, I'll speak my mind. And once it's out there, it's out there. You can't take it back. But my whole thing was, I just want to make sure whoever we pick is going to beat Biden. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Right. And everyone's like, he's going to beat Biden. I was like, don't be so sure. You know, we can't be too confident in that right now. And I do think over the last couple months of seeing what happened with Nikki Haley, now there is a lot more support than I originally thought there was from both sides.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
So
assuming that everything is fair.
Assuming it's not rigged. Yeah.
Not rigged.
I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I don't think they can pull it off. I just think people are sick of this. So here's Biden. Okay. So we know Trump's the man. We know Biden's a complete moron. Here's Biden again. And this is why the guy's got to go. And this is why my Democrat neighbors think he's
Yeah. And it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre, as we'll see in this clip. I mean, literally, Biden says in the clip, we'll hear him say, am I allowed to take any questions? Anybody here? And literally, they say Biden's handlers, his staff, they immediately remove him out of the room.
Oh, on Patriot One News, we've been doing the White House press briefings. We've been doing a lot of live streams for a long time. And after every unrehearsed, unscripted, ad hoc event, you hear, and I want to know who the girl is, because I hear her obnoxious voice every time. You'll hear it here too. Time to go. Yeah. Let's go talking to the press like they're kindergartners. It drives me nuts.
Nothing to see here. We're all done, everybody.
Yep. Nope. Time to go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Like talking to like my first grader in his first grade class about shuffling through the hall, holding hands. Let's have a listen. I bet we'll hear her.
Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here to stay?
First of all, why is that funny?
Yeah, like, why is everybody laughing at him? It's like they know he's old and senile and probably isn't going to be able to answer your question.
Like, let's all laugh with Joe and make
it's
this
like
normal.
Uncomfortable. He's the president of the United States and they're all laughing at him.
Well, because Joe's trying to normalize this now. He's trying to downplay the idiocy of how outrageous it is that a president of the United States has to be allowed to take questions.
Ask permission. Who the hell are you asking permission from? You're the president of the United States.
I don't recall George Bush ever asking for permission, or Obama, or definitely not Trump.
Or Trump. No.
What president have you ever seen be allowed? Like, you don't tell the president of the United States what to do. Well, apparently you do with Joe Biden.
You do with Joe,
So here's Joe now let's hear how the his handlers deal with this. Look how confused Joe is right now.
Everybody in the audience is confused because she's like, thank you, press. Thank you. Okay, moving along.
And Joe's like,
everybody go back to class.
And Joe's just like,
it's unbelievable. I guess I'm not answering questions today.
Seriously, this is such a joke. The whole thing.
And this is exactly why they're not responding to Trump's invitation to debate. I mean, they have this guy on such lockdown, so scared of what is going to come or not come out of his mouth. that it's like, but yet we trust this guy with the nuclear codes. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, he doesn't even know where he is.
This is, you know, who do you think's, we've all had our opinions on who's running the show, and it's changed a lot. Who do you think's running the show right now at the second? Who's running the show?
It's Obama.
You still think Obama is behind the curtain pulling the strings? Really?
I still do. We could go down a really big rabbit hole with this, so I'm gonna behave today.
So let's assume Obama's the one pulling the strings then. Mm-hmm. Like, where is he, like, on the phone with people? Like, how does that work? Because Obama can't.
I mean, I think that they have to do public appearances with him, right? Like, they can't not have him do public appearances.
Well, he'll definitely be out there railing for Biden during the campaign, for sure, 100%. But, like, let's play this out for a second, because I want to know your opinion on this.
Okay.
So you're saying Obama's pulling the strings here, right? Like, is he calling Joe and telling Joe what to do? Is he, like, meeting him in, like, via back secret underground White House door to get into a meeting? Like, because to be pulling the strings, you got to be pretty regular with calling the shots, right? Yeah. How are they consulting Obama if this is really what's going on? Is it phone calls?
I think the staff is more or less probably consulting with him.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's in, like, the right state of mind. He's already slipped up before and mentioned Obama in weird contexts. And what is he talking about? Or he'll say President Obama, presently, right? Yeah. Like weird stuff, which makes you believe that, like, he's definitely still in the mix. So I think it would be very dangerous for, like, Obama to be having the direct dialogue with him. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that, like, his staff is definitely in communication. And I mean, we certainly know it's not Kamala, right? Like, she's been completely useless.
That kind of concerns me a little bit with how quiet Harris has been. She's always been quiet.
Her whole term.
Yeah.
Barely a peep.
Do you think she, why is that though? You're only doing that if you're trying to set yourself up for something in the future. Otherwise you wouldn't care. Be like, I don't care. I'm going to talk. I'm never going to run for president. I'm never going to do this. I'm speaking my damn mind. Or is she just if you have nothing to lose, you speak your mind, right? So somebody's saying, Kamala, be quiet.
Well, I mean, she probably does have something to lose. There's probably money or something associated with it.
Endorsements, all that stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, these people have deep pockets. People stay quiet for money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is totally speculation,
sure,
right? And plus, I don't even think, like, she's in the mentally right place to even be in the vice president role. She makes no sense. She rambles off like he does and can't complete a complete thought. But yeah, there's definitely people pulling the strings in the background. Joe Biden is merely just a face to the White House right now.
So here is a clip, speaking of Kamala Harris, when asked what she thought of Kamala Harris. Kamala, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Video was really good. Like,
we're gonna play this video. But I just wanted to say, I want to start by saying this. This is the same youth who doesn't even know who the vice president is, that has no problem going on TikTok and telling you what they think about Trump. Right?
Yeah.
The same people are like, I don't know who our vice president is, are the same people who think they know the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
Let's play this.
I need a hot president, and I think it should be me.
Look, I'm very young, energetic, and handsome. What the hell am I doing this for?
Joe Biden sucks, dude.
He's raising prices, like, not it.
This old, he's not really doing man.
Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
What has Joe Biden accomplished?
What has he accomplished?
Nothing.
I'm actually impressed here. I just shot myself in the foot a minute ago when I was like, the youth don't know what they're talking about. I'm actually pretty impressed that they have a little bit of a clue, because every time you see a youth video that has to do with Joe Biden and Kamala, usually they're praising him, aren't they? Or they're slamming Trump. This is the exact opposite. I should have known better, seeing that Fox News is the one that aired this.
This is in the beaches of Florida. I'm guaranteed it's like spring break haven down here right now. Like, I don't even leave my house. So these are probably a bunch of Southern students, if I had to guess. All the Southern states are on spring break this week and next week. But go ahead.
That would be correct.
Really?
How's Kamala doing?
Kamala? Is that the colored lady like me?
I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know who that is.
Kamala Harris? What do you think she does?
Oh, it's a girl.
Harris, dude. She's running the shit from behind the scenes. She's pulling his strings like a puppet, bro.
No, I you're right.
Yeah, Kamala's not pulling the strings.
No, not at all.
She's not pulling anything right now.
Yeah, no. That poor that child was probably born the year that Obama took office.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen the big picture yet.
Oh my God.
We'll forgive him.
Oh, that makes me feel old just to know that.
Right. I know that that young man was probably born the year that Harris went into office.
So I want to.
Or not Harris, Obama.
We're going to get into the most outrageous story of the show soon. It has to do with Pete Buttigieg's husband on tape mm-hmm. telling young children to pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag, which is disgusting. Okay. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that video, so don't go anywhere if you're watching the show or listening to the podcast, don't go anywhere because it's insane what's just happened.
I want
to show a clip, okay, of a young millennial losing his mind, okay? He thinks he knows it all. He doesn't know anything. Losing his mind, and he says, it's time to stop both sidesing, that's his quote, both sidesing everything, and start calling Donald Trump out for being the criminal that he is. Now,
God.
I'm going to give you my explanation as to why I think these kids are totally lost and clueless as to how the real world works. But let's just listen to him for a second, because again, he's just off his rocker. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And this is how most of, I'm not slamming the youth, I'm not trying to slam millennials or Gen Z or whatever you want to call them, but they're being lied to. And I'll get more into my explanation about that in just a second. But here's Luke Beasley. He's got a pretty good following. I'll give the kid credit. You know, I'll give him credit for when credit's due. He's out there hustling. He's trying. But he's mm-hmm. lost. He's confused.
Yeah.
Why do people in the media keep saying this?
On the subject of Trump attempting allegedly to steal the vote in Georgia.
Donald Trump didn't allegedly try to overturn the 2020 election. He did try to overturn it. Now, it's allegedly illegal what he did, but he definitely tried to overturn the results. We have audio recordings of him asking for votes in Georgia, 11,780 votes. Video of an insurrection he incited on January 6th to block the certification of the election. Documents that show the fake elector scheme he was putting together to disenfranchise millions of voters and overturn the results of the election. And Trump himself would say, yeah, I was trying to overturn the results. Again, allegedly illegal, not allegedly try to overturn the election. My goodness. It's
all right. Luke. Luke needs to learn the democratic process. Luke needs to understand our legal system a little bit better here. Mm-hmm. The reason that every single media outlet in America uses the word allegedly is because Trump didn't actually do anything wrong.
Right. Didn't happen. And if they don't want to get sued.
Right. And if they actually said that he committed an insurrection, it would be a $1 billion lawsuit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're not dumb.
They're not dumb. So Luke and other millennials are losing their mind.
Use the dictionary.
They need to use, right. And they need to understand the legal. But here's why they don't understand it. And you know the answer. I don't even have to tell you this. You know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
The indoctrination from their time they're in school. First mm-hmm. grade, all the way through 12th grade. They're being lied mm-hmm. to.
Yeah.
They're being brainwashed. They're being lied to. They mm-hmm. get to college. They now go to their liberal school. They're, you know, the indoctrination 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being fed even more nonsense, more BS. So then when the media, their precious CNN, their Bloomberg or their MSNBC or their The View show, when they see their idols in the media that they worship not mm-hmm. even admit that there's a problem, they see the media slam Trump, but then they use the word alleged.
Right.
And they lose their minds because, like, what are you talking about, alleged? You know this is true. Well, no, Luke, we don't know it's true. And in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. And mm-hmm. this is the part that the indoctrination camps and the universities and the media constantly mm-hmm. leave out. Right?
Right. Yeah, it's amazing to me and to our listeners. I've been a college professor for many years, teaching privileges at four different colleges, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Like, we claim that we are teaching students to be critical thinkers, but what does that really mean? And I hate to say it, for many, it's, well, what we're telling you is true. You're learning it at college. Of course it's true what we're shoving down your throats. We should be teaching our children to do the research on their own, come to their own conclusions, look mm-hmm. at both sides of the story. So we have young gentlemen like this Luke, who, you know, they see what's on CNN, they see what's on Fox News. They have a circle of people, maybe he's in college, that are, you know, telling him one thing. And instead of, you know, playing devil's advocate and doing his own research, this generation, unfortunately, is just taking it for what it is, because they've basically been taught that what you learn in school and what mm-hmm. you see on the news is correct.
They just regurgitate.
It's scary.
Like when they walk out of school, like all these walkouts and these sit downs or lions, whatever they want to call them today, and they're like hunger, they starve themselves, and then they end up ordering pizzas mm-hmm. like 12 hours in because these kids wouldn't know what a freaking sit down was if it slapped them in the face. It's all,
we can't let them get dehydrated. Oh, get them my bottles
God.
Of water.
Oh my God. How stupid. You know, remember all that yep. nonsense? Like they were like, we're until Trump's convicted, we're not eating. And then like literally by dinner time, sheet pizzas were being passed around and they're like, yeah. okay, I get it, but just drink your water. Make sure you drink your water. Like, you can do the starve thing, but you literally will die if you don't drink your water. Okay.
As all the adults in the room are thinking in their head, this is going to be a while. We maybe want to get some breakfast and lunch ordered for tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And they just roll over. They give in so easily because, again, they don't really know what yep. the hell they're doing. And that just goes to show that these college walkouts, it's just because they're being told to walk out. It's not because they believe it in their heart. If you believed it in your heart, deep down inside, you knew if you really wanted to be an activist and you were going to go as far as a hunger strike, you would carry that out until you were literally on your deathbed. And the hospital's we are not going to let you die. We're putting an IV in you, and that's that.
Yeah, no. Luke's generation, they're 2 weeks.
No, they're ordering Papa John's by 3:30.
Mommy and Daddy are going to make sure that they're well nourished hydrated as they carry on with their garbage. Like,
honey, I know you're doing the hunger strike, but I packed you a Snickers. I packed you. make sure you have your. I got a Gatorade. Just keep your electrolytes up. Okay. And the whole thing is so freaking.
Don't worry, honey. I'm sure he'll be indicted soon. Yeah. CNN told us.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is the problem. With the with this whole indoctrination thing and these kids like Luke who are just can't wrap their tiny brains around. Here, this is what I posted actually. Let me see if we can find my post. Here's my post right. Here's my comment to Luke Beasley. Okay. I said millennials are losing their minds because they're being lied to throughout their entire lives. And when nothing happens because the legal process, you like that pun, trumps lies. They can't get their tiny brains around what the F just happened. So they go off on rants like this idiot. And everybody else is backing me up. And they're like, "What, Luke, what crime has he been convicted of?" And I even said, "Oh, I didn't know he was convicted of a crime, Luke."
Yeah.
So yeah, until you're convicted,
it's
you
like
do
breaking
use.
Breaking news.
Right. Earwax Abe said it's time for the media to stop both sidesing. Luke's quote, both sidesing. Everything and start calling Joe Biden out for being the criminal that he is. Yeah, if you want to talk about both sidesing, let's talk about both sidesing. Let's talk Absolutely. About the fact that we're not calling Joe Biden out.
We don't do that.
Right.
We also teach that in the colleges.
And like Rum Diaz said, it's alleged until conviction. You're terrible mm-hmm. at the shill thing. So here, which is crazy because it leads into our next clip. Okay.
This made me sick.
Regular guy goes, Luke, do you think this is okay? Where are the parents of these kids? And it's the point I was just trying to make. you better believe, and I know you do it, you homeschool. You homeschool. My son's in a public school, albeit in a more of a redder county, okay, mm-hmm. up here in New York, but you're down in Florida. You're even in Florida, and you still homeschool your kids. That's
still
how
never put them back in school.
That's how little faith you have in this whole thing. And I try to, I have a little, well, I have more faith than you because Jaden's still in school for now. We'll see what happens. But I have a little bit of faith.
Wait till he gets a little bit older.
I've heard, and it's making me a little bit nervous. If they start pledging allegiance to the gay pride flag, that's it. The kid's out. Not because I have anything against gay people. I have a lot of gay friends. You have gay friends. To be honest, I love gay people. I mean, they're some of the funnest people you could have a conversation with.
That's their decision, just as it's my decision to be straight.
Exactly. But here's where I draw the line. You don't force kids to pledge allegiance to the gay flag. That's where I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Just like I wouldn't, I wouldn't force your kids to pledge allegiance to Donald Trump. Okay, right. I wouldn't ask them to pledge allegiance to the Proud Boys or to the conservative flag or the South waved and all the Confederate flag, right? Mm-hmm. We have the American flag today, and as Americans, we're supposed to be united under that flag.
Right.
So here. Is Pete, this is what happens when the parents don't get involved. Not only do you keep these kids honest and in check, but it could go so far the other way. Here is Pete Buttigieg's husband forcing his students to pledge allegiance to the gay pride flag.
All right. I pledge my heart. To the rainbow.
To the rainbow.
Not so typical gay camp.
One camp.
Full of pride.
Full of pride.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With affirmation and equal rights for all.
With affirmation and equal rights for all.
Watch your heads.
So, I get. Yeah.
Vomit.
And I get
sick.
I get what he's doing.
I mean, this
here.
Is like, what does this have to do with reading, writing, math? You know, I'm a huge advocate for students and parental rights, and it's had my heart for many years. I mean, this is just, when I pulled my kids, I actually was talking to you this morning about it. 4 years ago tomorrow, my kids got off the school bus for the last time. Mm-hmm. COVID shutdown started in New York on Friday.
You're like, I'm done.
March 13th, 2020. Done. And what started out is I was just sick of COVID and the lockdowns and the garbage education. I never thought 4 years later I would be watching a video like this and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you that none of my three children are in a public school system. I mean, this is disgusting. Again, nothing against the gay community. No hate. Have gay friends. Have gay family. But this is disgusting to have children making up some ridiculous pledge with this man waving a gay flag over all their heads.
You see,
and we wonder why the children, the reading scores, the math scores since COVID are down big time.
Yeah.
There was so much regression just from this, especially in blue states where the schools took forever to reopen. We have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Our children are becoming dumber by the day, but we have time to pledge allegiance to a gay flag.
It's bad.
This is sick.
It's sick. Well, here's what frustrates me above and beyond the fact that we're asking kids to pledge allegiance to this gay pride flag. It's the fact that you can't have another group of kids pledge allegiance to, and there is no straight flag. I'm not suggesting there should be, but maybe something else that they're into that gay kids might not be into. Do you know what I mean? Like a demographic that pledge, like it'd be like BLM pledging allegiance to the BLM flag. And it's like, okay, fine. You do that. Gay pride, you do that. And now we're over here. We're going to pledge allegiance to the Confederate flag. Right?
Well, and there's even,
but that's
even
not allowed.
A day in the country called Meet Me at the Flag, which at schools, students are able to go out to the main flagpole and they have basically a moment of prayer. And the people were up in arms.
Yeah.
I know up in New York, it was like, no, we're no longer doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't go out to the flagpole one day a year and pray. But we can do this in the middle of the cafeteria.
Where was this? What are you referring to?
Or see you at the poll, it's called. It's a national day of recognition where, you know, Christians or people that pray. I don't even think you have to be Christian.
You could be Muslim. You could be anything, yeah.
Pray to anybody. Yep. Pray to anybody is the way. Because here in Florida, they've still reserved that right and allow students to participate in it. But other states were like, we're not doing this. Like, not part of our day.
So who organized
Moving on.
Who was it, the teachers, or who organized it?
Yeah, it's a national organization that started it many years ago. I believe it started in 2005. And it's actually done, and I'm looking at the page right now for it. It's actually done it in numerous countries.
Okay.
And it's just, it started in Texas with a group of teenagers.
Yeah.
And is now an international event. Like I said, one day a year, and school districts, particularly up north in New York, where you and I both grew up, said, no, we're not doing that. But yet we also know the school district you and I went to have no problem
with this agenda, with the gay pride agenda. And again, like I said, if you had these guys doing this, if you had BLM pledging the to the BLM flag, and you had a bunch of American kids, white kids, whatever you want to call it, it could be white and black, I don't know, pledging allegiance to the Confederate flag, I'd say, okay, fine. You got, like, you're all doing your thing right now, and I might agree, I might not agree, but equally, they're being allowed to pledge their allegiance, right? Again, you might think it's disgusting. I think it's insane what's going on here. But what I think is even more insane, and this is what I absolutely have zero tolerance for, is the fact that these kids are being told what they're allowed to support and what they're not allowed to support. And that's where I have a big problem. You want to be crazy and do this? You better let these other kids be. I don't care how crazy you think it is that these kids might want to pledge allegiance to the Confederate flag, right?
Right.
I'm not saying both are, I'm not saying any of it's right. All I'm saying is, if you're going to allow it over here, you better allow it over here, and you better shut up.
Right.
No matter how much you disagree with it. Right.
Listen, it's been controversial over the years. I'm looking at different news stories of people that have won major settlements in lawsuits because their school was denying students the right to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. And do you know it's not just happening in schools, it's happening in church now? Did you see that video?
Oh, I did.
You did see the woke pastor?
Yeah.
Let's play this clip. I have that clip. And this is, so again, it's not just happening in school, it's happening in church. And I'm just, I am so confused by this whole thing. Let's play this clip. This is woke pastor explains why drag is holy.
Drag is holy. There has been an assault on the rights of drag performers in this country, and we must call out the hypocrisy and the injustice. Jesus called himself a mother hen longing to gather up her chicks. Gender is a construct, you see. And if Jesus can be a mother hen, then you can dress in drag. I've even heard it said that Jesus was, and humanity is, God in drag. So let me say this again for those of you in the back. Drag is holy.
So let me say this to him. He needs to be taken out back. I mean, this is insane that he's going to stand up there.
It's nuts.
And in a place of worship. Right, and we all know.
It's biblical in nature, his behavior, quite frankly. You know, I know we have some listeners that are Christians, and I guess I'm not shocked knowing what the Bible says about how things in this world are going to be playing out. Doesn't shock me. It's just disgusting that it's being done at an altar of a church, manipulating scripture for his clear benefit.
For his narrative. This guy is clickbait.
He's definitely gay,
but he's clickbait. This is clickbait. He's probably gay.
I hate to.
Oh, no. I absolutely.
My radar is going off.
He's absolutely gay, but I think him standing up there is for attention more than really trying to deliver a biblical message here.
Well, their tithing's been low this month. They need a few new a few new church family members.
I'd like to know how many I'd like to know if
Do we know what state he's in or where the church is located?
I don't. I mean, there we'll be able to find that somewhere. There's a lot of this video circulating. Yeah, I'm sure if you just put...
But nowhere's safe, right? I mean, I guess that's where we're going with this, is that nowhere is safe from this. You can't bring your children. You can't trust the schools with your kids. You can't trust clearly some of the churches with your kids. Really, it starts here at home, which for years I've advocated and I've said to parents is that, you know, you are your child's protector, teacher. You need to take matters into your own hands. And people get mad at me and they think I'm, you know, vigilante, whatever. But I say, protect your children at all costs.
Right.
I mean, this is sick.
I would love. Yeah. I'd love to hear what the church thinks about all of this. I really would like to hear, and I'd like to have like a civil conversation. Like, I'd like to know whether you think you'd agree or not. I'd like to hear what they have to say, because I mean, your church wouldn't be okay with this, would they?
No.
Like a church down in Florida.
Our church actually has police in the back because we're...
Oh, is it getting...
We're very conservative, and they worry about like threats to very conservative churches. Yeah.
See, isn't that crazy how you want to be conservative and they don't allow that? Isn't it insane how there has to be police at your conservative church? But there doesn't need to be police at a drag show. No.
Like, that will carry on.
No, there doesn't need to be police at a drag show, because we're just going to ignore it. We're going to ignore it. We don't agree with it. We might protest. Or there's been protesters. And to be honest, I've had my opinions about this whole drag thing. I mean, I'm one of those people who are like, listen, as long as it's behind closed doors, I really don't care what these people do. Right. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I'm a constitutionalist. Just make sure it's behind.
Who am I to judge, right? Like, ultimately, we're all, you know, my personal belief is that we're all going to need to face our maker someday.
Right.
You know, I may not agree with you. I may not prefer to take part in what you're doing or saying.
Right.
I'm going to hold my ground. But with that being said, like, you do you, because at the end of the day, I firmly believe we all will have to meet or explain ourselves. So, but with that being said, I don't want to shove down my children's or my throat either.
And that's just the thing. It's you right. do you, I'll do yeah. me, as long as we can agree to not push it on each other.
Right.
I'm good.
I'll hear you. I'll hear out the craziness.
I'm good.
I'll hear out what you have to say.
Like, go to your drag. That's fine.
Right.
And you know what? And during the whole, remember the whole drag story hour, the drag queen story hour thing.
No, it's still going.
It's still going. But I'll be very honest, because again, I don't tell my audience what I think they want to hear. I tell them how I really feel. And you know how I feel about this. I've always said, listen, if they want to do their drag story hour, let them do their drag story hour. And people are like, yeah, but they're doing it in a library. It's like, well, just don't bring your kids then. I don't care. Like, no one's forcing our kids to go. But the second you start to bring that shit into my school, we have a massive, massive problem. Because I'm keeping my kid away from it, which rightly, that is my right to, like you said, protect your children. Okay.
Well, you can't be there to protect your child at the school. You're expecting that the administration and the teachers are going to.
You're right. There could be messages that are being subliminally kind of spoken of where I'd be like, whoa, don't you ever say that again around my child. I don't know that right now that could be going on. You're right. But I do think if there was a drag story hour at the public school, we'd find out about it pretty quickly.
In the school district you're in, you'd find out.
Yeah. In my district. Yeah. Your old school district, you know, they're probably having like,
yeah, no, you'd find out, like, you know, because somebody came and whistleblowed it to me and then I went on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You'd find out because of you. That's why
they threw a going away party when they heard I was leaving the state.
Yeah, they threw you a going away party. They hauled shit.
Not for me, celebrating me leaving. I wasn't invited to the party.
Right,
I'm okay with that though.
Right. Well, anyway, it's total madness. I think we'll wrap it up on that end note though, but you know,
more madness tomorrow.
More madness tomorrow. Guys, tune in every single day, 12:00 PM right here on Facebook. We're gonna start going live on YouTube. We're gonna put the show up on all of your usual podcast platforms. we don't even really have a name for this yet, do we? Yeah, I've done
maybe
my...
Maybe we should have a name contest.
We need let's have a name contest. I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. I will put... We'll throw out on Patriot One News, what should we call this show? Oh, man, the trolls. I already know. I can just see the trolls are going to have a field day.
Maybe the name that we end up picking will have the person on the show.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I can.
That would be really fun.
The trolls are licking their chops right now with what they're going to label us as and call us. I can just see it right now. Who knows? Maybe we'll even pick your name because we'll find it so funny. And then
we'll have you on too.
We'll have you on too.
Again, like I'm totally fine listening to the opposition and having a conversation. It's what makes this country great. Right?
I wouldn't want to go up against you though. So all you trolls out there, be very careful because it's not going to be pretty going up against. She might look all pretty and like a little Upper East Side right now, but I'll tell you right now, you piss Christina off and she's going to tear you apart. All right. Well, anything else before we head out today?
No.
All right. Well,
we'll get that little contest up and going. That'll be fun. And look forward to more crazy stories tomorrow.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of your day out in America, wherever you are. And we will see you tomorrow, same time, 12 o'clock.